We'll come back and a little bit of a contest as far as the debate over whether or not an Afric-centric high school is necessary in Toronto. Upside, downside, we'll cover it all, and your side too at 870-6400, star 640 on cell.
It's a great day for talk radio. The John Oakley Show on AM 640.
It is a great day for talk radio. It's a Tuesday morning edition coming our way after 8 o'clock. Diane Francis from the National Post will look at some of the themes early on in this election campaign. And after 9 o'clock, we're going to look at the situation with the multiple wives and husbands out there in Bountiful. And there's a Supreme Court challenge that's starting to rear its head as to what constitutes a marriage. So we'll get back into that family situation, since we've been riffing on that to some extent here earlier this morning. There's another story that has impacted families, or is about to, perhaps. It's with the Oakwood Collegiate Institute, which is a school in West Central Toronto, slated to become, according to some reports, Toronto's first Afric-centric school come September. Now, this has caught some parents unawares, as well as the students themselves who have taken it up on Facebook to say it's a disgrace that they weren't brought into the consultative process. Well, this thing, apparently, the proposal for the school is to be detailed in a report going before a committee of trustees tomorrow, and may actually, a decision may be made as early as April 13th. So, in that, with that background on the story, we've been joined to discuss yet again a story that we first broached yesterday, whether or not an Afric-centric high school is the right approach to overcome a high dropout rate within the black community. Here to help us in that regard is Ryerson University Prof. Grace Edward-Gallabuzzi, who's been working on an Afric-centric education for several years, and Paul McKeever, leader of the Freedom Party here in Ontario. Gentlemen, good morning and welcome to the Oakley Show.
Morning, John.
Good morning.
Mr. Gallabuzzi, let me start with you. I mean, you've been working on Afric-centric education at Ryerson. Why is this the alternative or a panacea to a high dropout rate in the black community, you feel?
I think we believe, those of us who have been working on this and similar projects, that we need a way to engage African-Canadian students to ensure that they stay in school, to ensure that we address the achievement gap, to ensure that we secure their future. And one of the ways to do that is to provide them an education in an environment where they're centered, where the educational references relate to who they are, their history, their social circumstances, and the things that are familiar to them. One that ensures that there's a strengthening of their self-concept and self-esteem, and ensures that they're enthusiastic about being in a school environment and underachieving. We believe that if you can do that, if you can create that kind of an environment, you have a much greater potential for success than we certainly have experienced up to this point.
All right, Mr. McKeever, where do you think he's wrong?
Well, the self-concept idea, implicit in what he's talking about there, is this idea that a child has as part of his concept, I have this particular genetic makeup, and that this somehow is something that reflects my values and the kinds of choices I should make in life. And that is entirely false and utterly destructive to the child because, and I've heard the argument before, well, they need role models. Well, what does that mean? If there isn't a role model who was, say, president or who was, CEO, does that mean the child then is being taught that without a role model, he doesn't have that or she doesn't have that as part of his or her future? It's not part of his, racial destiny. And that's the problem here. Children are being told that race somehow is reflective of their value, of the choices they should make, and they're being told that they're part of a collective defined by a race.
All right, when you say genetic makeup, are you wanted in, Mr. Gallabuzzi? I'm just curious, though.
Absolutely. I think that's a misrepresentation of the project we're doing or the concept of self-concept. It has nothing to do with genetics, none whatsoever.
But the self-concept, it's the nature-nurture argument. You're saying, in other words, the way that societally the black male or female have been brought.
Absolutely.
All right, you're saying it's impacted them. They need a special set of circumstances to deal with that, to countervail that.
And it's our responsibility, Mr. Oakley, it's our responsibility to create that kind of an environment. The fact of the matter is, yes, they're impacted by their social environment, and it is a social environment that in many respects does not enhance or validate who they are, and that's something that is of a concern. There's a lot of research that speaks to issues like stereotype threat, the kinds of environment in which an education occurs that reaffirms a child's self-concept and ensures that that child can succeed is what we are looking for here. And it is something we've been talking to the board about for many years.
But let me try to understand this, Mr. Galabuzzi. If the social environment has led to a dropout rate because of low self-esteem or a poor self-concept, when these kids graduate, hopefully, they're placed back into that same social environment. It's just called society at large, isn't it?
I agree with you, sir, but they're better able because they're better prepared for that environment. What we want is, essentially what we want is a sort of a timeout so that these young people can be better prepared for the environment in which that they're going to operate. What we don't want is for them to struggle when they get into that environment. In fact, part of the reason why many of them drop out is because the environment is not conducive for them to feel a sense of achievement. And so they don't succeed. We cannot afford to have another generation of young people not succeeding.
And you don't feel that somehow... Are we not enabling these kids? I mean, in other words, we're giving them a crutch. I mean, you're shrouding them in victimhood. You're setting them up in silos. And this is segregation where we thought we were breaking down those barriers. Shouldn't we be working to break down those barriers?
Mr. Oakley, this is not segregation, and this is not about victimhood. This is about delivering on the ministry mandate to educate all children. We believe that all children can be educated. We believe they can all learn. We need to provide an environment that ensures that they all learn. That is our responsibility as adults in this society. That is our responsibility as a society. That is our responsibility as people in the black community to ensure that we do not have another generation of young people who are ending up in circumstances that we rather they don't end up in.
All right, let me get to Mr. McKeever. This idea of silos, because we talked about it a couple of weeks ago with the proposal for a Portuguese student-only school. And Mr. McKeever, do you see that we're getting into silos and starting to segregate in the education system?
Absolutely. And this whole debate about dealing with the children, making sure there's an air of unreality about it. Because if you look at the literature, what clearly we're looking at is a curriculum issue and an environment issue where the people promoting this Afrocentric curriculum and environment are saying, we detest the existing system because it's biased in favor of a Eurocentric blah, blah, blah. And what we really need to do is have a school system that's not Eurocentric, that's not Afrocentric, but that's human-centric, that focuses on the greatest human beings, not because of the color of their skin or anything else, but because they were great people, valuable people who taught humanity something. The knowledge of the world is all human knowledge. It's not black knowledge, white knowledge, European knowledge.
But that's not what we have in the education system right now, sir. That's not what we have. What we need to do is to work towards an education system where all perspectives are respected and validated, where all histories, all backgrounds are validated.
Yeah, but how about the maths and the sciences?
From an economic point of view,
Mr. Galabuzzi, the maths and the sciences. Mr. Galabuzzi, the maths and the sciences are not specific to any race or culture or gender.
But they can be taught from reference points that students are familiar with that validate them, as opposed to reference points that do not essentially show who they are.
Could you give me for instance?
Any topic, any subject can be taught from reference. Look, I'm an educator, and I can tell you that the times when the students are most engaged is when you are talking in what essentially is their language, when the reference points you're using are familiar to them and are validating. That's important. It's important in math, it's important in physics, it's important in history, it's important in English.
All right, hang on, Paul McKeever. I'll let you say your response here in a moment. I want to invite the callers. We've already started to light up the board here. Grace Edward Galabuzzi is a Ryerson University prof. He's been working on Afrocentric education. Could be introduced as early as this September at Oakwood Collegiate Institute here for high school students. The elementary school is already introduced in 2009, and we're told early on it's showing success. Paul McKeever, leader of the Freedom Party of Ontario, doesn't believe this is the right approach to education. What say you? Going to come back, your call. Do you believe an Afrocentric curriculum is needed to curb rising dropout rates amongst black students? 870-6400, star 640 on your cell. 742.
Call the John Oakley Show at 416-870-6400 or star 640 on cell. The John Oakley Show, AM 640.
All right, back into the debate. We'll get to Lou Skeezes before the top of the hour. Right now on the line with us, Ryerson University prof and educator. Afrocentric education is a specialty. Grace Edward Galabuzzi and Paul McKeever is the leader of the Freedom Party of Ontario, and we're debating whether or not the idea of an Afrocentric curriculum for high school students now would be appropriate to curb the rising dropout rate. great. And Mr. McKeever, you wanted to add to a point that Mr. Galabuzzi made just prior to the break.
But two things. One, Mr. Galabuzzi says that he agrees with me that we need a more inclusive curriculum, and yet he's proposing that we break off and have a separate school that focuses on an Africa-centered curriculum. That is not more inclusive. That's more exclusive. The other thing is that he's repeatedly speaking about validating the child, and that's just code for saying your race is important, your cultural heritage is important, instead of telling children your race is unimportant. Your cultural heritage doesn't bind you to the past. Yours is the future is yours to choose, and that your limits are no more than what you choose to learn. It's absolutely false to couch everything in terms of a person's race. It tells the child that their race somehow influences their future, and they should be told the opposite.
All right.
Mr. Oakley, let me just say that there's a reason why in Canada we teach Canadian history. It's important that we don't only teach American history, because it is important what your society, the memory of your society, the history of your society, contributes to who you are. That is critical. We are a people or made up of peoples. And that is important. We have multiculturalism in the Canadian context. And that is a recognition of the fact that different people come from different backgrounds, and there's no need for us to deny that and to assume that...
Do we structure our schools or our education system based on those different ethnic subgroups that we would teach their history, or at least from their perspective, for their own self-concept and social advantage? I mean, is that the thinking?
I think it's important that we acknowledge it. That's why we have multiculturalism in the Canadian context. And I think that many of us would argue that multiculturalism is a better approach to building...
You may have to sell that to the European leaders, who believe now it's a failure and it's actually been counterproductive.
They don't do it the way we do it.
Let me take some calls. Dan in Etobicoke. Dan, you're on the Oakley Show. The idea of an Afrocentric curriculum to advance black students, good idea or bad?
Hi, John. Great day for Talk Radio.
Thank you.
I just want to say, I personally believe it's a form of segregation and exclusivity. Why not have a school for Italian, a school for Irish, a school for Chinese, Vietnamese, Russian, Leafs fans, Habs fans?
Well, you know what? I mean, okay, without being facetious about it, if there's a dropout rate that approaches 40%, would it make sense for Italians, or even if it were Leaf fans? However, is this all about addressing a high dropout rate, Mr. Galabuzzi?
John, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Those are important symptoms of a problem that we have been talking about for a long time.
But is the problem education, or is it poverty, or is it socioeconomic?
It includes all of those. And I think it's important when you're talking about centering a child in their environment, their social reality, to take into consideration the fact that we're not all middle class, and that the children that come from low-income backgrounds need an education that recognizes that they have particular challenges, that they have particular experiences, and ensure that that is part of how you educate them.
What about the education on the home front?
An environment that is alienating to them.
All right, Mr. McKeever, I mean, what role would the parents have in all of this? I mean, do you sense that when we talk about poverty or socioeconomic, the poor kids have actually done well in school because it was stressed, education was stressed on the home front?
Absolutely. The idea that somehow your race is the problem is absolutely counterintuitive. The other thing we've heard Mr. Galabuzzi say is that we're a world full of peoples and we should basically keep it that way. That, to me, is astonishingly backward. I want every child, no matter what their race, color, creed, etc., to know that they inherit what Aristotle told us, what Galileo told us. There is much... regardless of the color of your skin or your genetic makeup, those are your ancestors. They're your human ancestors. And this idea that we have to be broken up into collectives and should remain in them is racist, it's collectivist, and it's absolutely wrong.
All right.
I don't think it can be racist and collectivist at the same time, but the fact of the matter is that we all are a product of our history, and that's important. It's important that we as Canadians teach Canadian history, that our children know where we come from, and that we're not American. Otherwise, you know what would happen? We would all be Americanized.
Well, Mr. McKeever's just...
We want to go.
Mr. McKeever just wants to make it a colorblind education system. Let me get PC in here.
No,
PC, let's go ahead. Hang on. PC, what is your take on this?
John?
Yep?
It's a great day for let's go back to segregation. I'm from a Caribbean background, born and bred here, and we did not have segregated school growing up. A lot of my friends became lawyers, doctors, accountants. executive business owners. The problem is we need to look at the home front. The parents need to be take an active role in their kid's life so they can have a proper education. Doesn't matter if you're a single parent. If you bring this kid into this world and they come from a broken home, do your job to make sure your kid have a proper education. And that's what it is.
All right. Well, the excusing of bad behavior and a failure rate is, as I said earlier this morning in another segment, it's the bigotry of soft racism. Mr. McKeever, would you agree or disagree?
Absolutely, and it's only going to lead to religious schools as well. That's the biggest cultural influence right there.
All right, last word to you, Mr. Galabuzzi.
I think we're taking a huge leap. I think it is offensive to tell people who have actually experienced segregation, right, that when they make their own choices, it is the same as when they are being... When segregation is imposed on them, when they're being oppressed, it's a completely different environment. This is about people in the black community deciding that it is important for them to create an environment in which their children can learn and succeed and excel. And that is exactly what this project is about. And I bet you if you have this conversation a few years down the road, this will be non-controversial.
Well, you know, we'll have to see it several years down the road. As much as has been made early on of the elementary school level success, some people are saying, well, let's see how far the kids go into the school system. So it's only been a year or two. Maybe we need a broader horizon on that score. Listen, gentlemen, a great debate. I wish we had more time. Appreciate your highlighting the key points in your arguments. Grace Edward Galabuzzi, the Ryerson University prof who's been working on Afrocentric education, and Paul McKeever, leader of the Freedom Party here in Ontario. Thank you to you both.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, sir.
My apologies to those we didn't get to. Perhaps we'll pick it up on the Culture War segment after 9 o'clock as well. But Lou Skies is waiting to talk business next on The Oakley Show. Talk Radio AM 640 at 7:53.